Welcome to Turmoil, 11 o'clock here at WUSB Stony Brook. My name is Steve Kreitzer with you for the next hour. We're going way back to 1976, and we'll start there and work our way up to the 80s. This is Blondie by request with Kung Fu Girls.
I'm gonna go to the
Turmoil here at 90.1 FM with AOA with Animal Instincts. That's from their EP. Who Are They Trying to Con on the Children of the Revolution Records label, COR label. That was sort of our initial set after the first two songs. We started off with Blondie with Kung Fu Girls, Minor Threat from their latest 45 with Salad Days. Then we get into the initials. Jody Foster's Army JFA with Ramp Song for all your skaters out there. Adrenaline OD, AOD with Small Talk from their album The Wacky Hijinks of Adrenaline OD. And AOA with Animal Instincts with from their EP. Who Are They Trying to Con? And the rest of the album just rips just along right with it. And the COR label, Children of the Revolution, is putting out a lot of really fine stuff. So go to your local record store and ask for it. Going down to Texas now. For this band, I've been looking for this 45 for a long time and just happened to bump into it in the city last week. In fact, I even wrote to the company and they said they didn't have any more copies, so I feel pretty fortunate to pick this up. This is from one of the better Texas bands who sort of are famous in Texas but not too well known around the rest of the country, but I know of them and I think they're a really hot band. They're called Marching Plague, and this is a rock and roll asshole here on Turmoil. We'll be right back. Turmoil, 90.1 FM with Heart Attack out of New York. Whatever happened to those guys? Haven't heard too much since this record came out called Keep Your Distance. We heard From What I See from Heart Attack. Out of Northport, Long Island, Insanity Defense from their album Pilgrim State. We heard How Long? Faith out of D.C. with Where from the Subject to Change album, available on Discord Records. And Marching Plague with Rock and Roll Asshole from the EP of the same name. If you find it, keep it. Pick it up wherever you can. Pretty rare EP as it is right now. Marching Plague, Faith, Insanity Defense, and Heart Attack here at 90.1 FM. You are tuned to Turmoil, which comes your way every Wednesday night from 11 to 12 midnight. And I guess I'll go into a quick rundown of shows that I know of happening. The real big one is happening this Saturday. It's this Saturday already, the 31st of August. The week just went right by. At the Rock Hotel, 113 Drain Street, happening at 9 p.m. this Saturday, Youth Brigade, 7 Seconds, Upright Citizens, and Snafu, S-N-F-U, at the Rock Hotel. Happening Friday the 30th at a place called the Nameless Theater, Ed Gein's Car. And also happening on Saturday the 31st, in concert, the Nihilistics. But beware at this show. It's happening at February's in Elmont, Long Island, Saturday. This 31st, it says heavy metal at February's, and some people are saying the Nihilistics have come back as a heavy metal band, not as a punk band. So I don't know, it's a toss up. I think I might be going into the city, I think, to see Youth Brigade, 7 Seconds, Upright Citizens, and Snafu at the Rock Hotel, now that I just remembered that was happening, instead of going to see the Nihilistics. But who knows what's going to be happening this weekend. Coming up later, I'll be talking about Greenpeace. You remember last week I was talking a whole bunch about what was happening down in New Zealand with them. Well, I've got some information about Greenpeace, which I'll be telling you about, and an address you can write to find out more about them. Going to England now for Dead Man's Shadow, Don't Be Told, here on Turmoil.
Trial, the trial by media.
90.1 FM Turmoil with the Jeffersons. Sort of like, I guess you can describe them as the Dicks minus Gary and the guys that stayed behind in Texas. And that's called Personality from the Bands on the Block compilation. DOA before that with Trial by Media. The Dicks, the new ones from the album These People, we heard The Police Force. And Dead Man's Shadow started the set off with Don't Be Told. Dead Man's Shadow, The Dicks, DOA, and the Jeffersons here at USB. And we're just going to give you a quick rundown of what Greenpeace is, what they've been doing. They were founded in British Columbia in 1971 to oppose atomic bomb testing at Amchitka Island in Alaska. And now they're firmly established in 15 nations. And it says here from their newsletter, millions of individuals support our work, which allows us to place ourselves between whales and harpoons, halt the dumping of nuclear waste and toxic chemicals, confront the seal slaughter, and free entangled dolphins from drift nets. We are ecologists actively working to protect the fragile world. And there you go on. It says, life can be saved by nonviolent confrontations. The Greenpeace ethic is not only to bear witness to atrocities against life, it is to take direct action to prevent them. Direct nonviolent action. We obstruct the wrong without offering personal violence to its perpetrators. Our greatest strength is life itself and the commitment to direct our own lives to protect others. Although Greenpeace direct action is the most easily recognized, it is but one of the many tactics upon which Greenpeace depends. While Greenpeace activists operate in public view, investigators document the financiers behind an illegal whaling operation, or which governments are planning the exploitation of Antarctica, or which entities are responsible for the pollution of waterways. Meticulously prepared and researched briefs are presented in courts and to governments, where we actively press for modification of their positions on ecological matters. We participate in United Nations conferences and town hall meetings, produce documentary films and lecture in schools so that future generations will understand their environmental legacy to successive generations. A quick rundown of some of Greenpeace's accomplishments by working independently and in parallel with other environmentalists. In ocean ecology, they placed upon the United Nations agenda discussion by all nations of the ecological protection of Antarctica. No ocean dumping of nuclear waste in 1983 for the first year since 1946. They've also helped exposure of the kills of thousands of birds, dolphins, and other marine animal life by drift net fishing methods in the Pacific, and focused attention on French airstrip construction in critical habitat area of penguins and birds in Antarctica. In the toxics area, they had a suspension of ocean incineration of hazardous waste in United States waters, revocation of toxic waste discharge permits by industrial polluters of waterways, exposure of polluters of public waterways, and substantial reduction in the quantity of titanium dioxide waste dumped into the Atlantic Ocean and the North Sea. In wildlife, they've had expeditions onto the ice of the Canadian seal hunt 7 years in a row, dyeing the pelts of baby seals to make them commercially worthless, a documentation of a suspected commercial whaling hunt on the coast of Siberia, a court victory invalidating SeaWorld's permit to take 100 Alaskan orcas, and a stopping of a special kill of gray seals in Britain's Orkney Islands. And in nuclear goals, they've had the termination of atmospheric H-bomb tests by France in an atoll in South Pacific, and end to underground H-bomb testing on Amchitka Island in Alaska. Reversal by the U.S. Navy of its plan to scuttle nuclear submarine reactor cores off U.S. coastal waters. And they've launched a major campaign in 1984 to preserve the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. And some of their goals, halt the poisoning of the Earth's air, land, and waters, an end to nuclear weapons testing as a first step away from nuclear proliferation, international agreements which will regulate and protect the global ecosystem, cessation of the commercial slaughter of whales, dolphins, and seals, and international regulations prohibiting the use of high seas drift nets and other ecologically destructive fishing methods. And they would like your support, and they'd like you to volunteer if you're interested, if you'd like to support them, or you just want to find out more about what Greenpeace does. You can write to the office nearest to you, and right now the office nearest to us is in Washington, D.C., so you can write to Greenpeace, 1611 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20009, and the phone number there is area code 202-462-1177. Greenpeace, once again, the address, 1611 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20009. The phone number, 202-462-1177. And you can send them a contribution or write to them and ask to volunteer and help them out. In fact, the newsletter that I've got here is from a compilation album put out by Greenpeace, and says the paper used for the album is made out of 100% recycled paper. So get involved in Greenpeace, and that's the quick subject of tonight. Getting back to the music here at Turmoil from New York, Agnostic Front, Blind Justice.
We must go and fight for truth. Yeah, it's the only way.
90.1 FM Turmoil is the name of the show, and we just heard from The Wretched out of Italy with Troppo Facile Morire, if my Italian's right. Starting off the set, Agnostic Front with Blind Justice from their album Victim in Pain, The Offenders with Victory, The Accused from the Martha Splatterhead EP gave us Distractions from the Jonestown Aloha album, BGK with Vivisection, and back again to The Wretched with Troppo Facile Morire. Agnostic Front, Offenders, The Accused, BGK, and The Wretched here at 90.1 FM. My name is Steve Kreitzer with you for another 10 minutes. You are tuned to Turmoil, which comes your way every Wednesday night with an hour of punk hardcore thrash. Let's have something here from Reagan Youth. We'll be right back. 90.1 FM, Heimatlos is the name of that band with Soldier from their new 45. Starting the set off, Reagan Youth with I Hate Hate from their album. Snafu, SNFU, with Bodies in the Wall from the new release on BYO Records and No One Else Wanted to Play. Zero Option with Realpolitik, that's from the BYO compilation Something to Believe In, and Heimatlos once again with Soldier. Reagan Youth, Snafu, Zero Option, Heimatlos. That wraps it up for me, Steve Kreitzer. I'll be back again next Wednesday night at 9 o'clock and again next Wednesday at 11 with Turmoil. Going to wrap up tonight's show here at WUSB Stony Brook with this from Suicidal Tendencies. It's called Two-Sided Politics. Have yourselves a good and safe week.
Politics. What Reagan, Reagan's up to me, and I'm not at the government, government's up to me, and I'm